ABC Radio Australia.
For the first time in more than 2 years, the PNG Hunters are back on home soil and are all set to play in front of their own fans at the National Football Stadium, but not without some last-minute drama when their opponents, Mackay Cutters, in what will be the final Queensland Cup match of the season for both teams, pulled out and refused to travel to Port Moresby over security concerns. There followed several hours of uncertainty, during which it appears Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese intervened personally. And then the Queensland Rugby League put out an early evening statement saying the game was back on. For the Hunters, it will be a special occasion, with most of the squad having never played for their team at the NFS before. And they'll be buoyed by the support of family and friends after many months apart during their COVID-enforced exile in Australia. The original plan was to go home 2 weeks ago, but security concerns then put paid to that idea after opponents Townsville Blackhawks blew the whistle, much to the irritation of Hunters head coach Matt Church. But when the team finally got the nod to head back to Moresby, they responded with a comprehensive win over ladder leaders Burleigh Bears to mark the farewell to their Gold Coast home away from home.
At the break, the Hunters were in front of Burleigh, 12 points to nil. Benji Cott extended the Hunters' advantage in the 47th minute. Wessa Tenza scored for the Hunters in the 52nd minute as they extended their lead. It was all the Hunters. Judah Rimbu with this try midway through the second half.
We were out there to make a point against the top team, Burleigh coming first in our competition and probably the best side that we've played all year. So we wanted to make a standpoint and we knew it was going to be our last game. You know, we got news on the Friday that we were going to be approved to come home this week. So we certainly wanted to finish off our time here on the Gold Coast with a good performance and got out to 32-0. We worked hard to get to that point and we were kind of out on our feet for the last 13 minutes or so and Burleigh got a few quick tries on us. So the boys are actually disappointed after the game. It was almost like we walked into a losing dressing shed.
But they got the win. And I'm thinking there must have been a lot of adrenaline flowing because, as you say, you'd got the homecoming ticked off finally, and the sense of relief must have been huge.
Yeah, definitely. Look, we had a bit of adversity prior to the Blackhawks game, and we tried to use that motivation because, from my understanding, the Blackhawks had registered their concerns with the QRL about going back, and that's what changed the circumstances for us to play that game down on the Gold Coast. So we certainly wanted to put in a good performance against the Blackhawks and then finish our time strongly, and I felt like we did that as a group.
The view from the PNG RFL seemed to be that perhaps that they felt the QRL were being a bit overcautious. Do you have an opinion on that?
Oh, look, I think player safety is paramount. My personal take on it was I think my guys have sacrificed enough. You know, I felt like opposition teams could sacrifice 36 hours being under security detail to ensure their safety, but I don't make those decisions, so we just have to roll with the punches. And yeah, look, I think anyone that knows PNG knows that rugby league, if anything, was going to calm some situations, and I felt like probably the opposition team, their only danger was getting hit up for gear from the public.
I was talking not so very long ago now to the Warriors on their return to New Zealand after being in exile for a long period of time playing in the NRL, of course, and the suggestion was there will be a lot of emotion for those players walking out onto their home ground, in some cases for the first time, and it's going to be the same for the Hunters, isn't it? Most of your players have never actually had the chance to play in front of their own fans.
Yeah, we've got a squad of 27 players that we brought down to the Gold Coast, and only seven of those had actually played NFS as a Hunter before. So the majority of our squad are new to the Hunters in the last 2 years, and we haven't had any home games in the last 3 years. So yeah, look, it's a tremendous experience for everyone to represent, I guess, the nation's club. So we represent all of PNG, and it's just going to be so good to be home, back where we belong, in front of Papua New Guineans.
And I guess a last chance to try and get noticed and be in the running for selection for the World Cup.
Yeah, look, there's a number of guys that are probably on that fringe, and some performances probably have not helped in terms of that. But, you know, we've competed well in our last two games, and if we can do that again for a third game at home, it'll bode well towards selections for the PM's 13 and then hopefully for the Cummins World Cup program.
So you're about to play the first home game in a number of years. For you personally, as head coach, I mean, can you sum up what the experience the last couple of years has been like for you and the squad in Australia? I mean, I assume there's been good and bad in terms of what you've learned about your players.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, each day it's a constant battle to find out, I guess, where your players are at personally, because I felt like the 2 year experience at times they're either in one or three buckets. You know, loving life in Australia, or the missing home or nonplussed. So working out who's in which bucket on what day has been the challenge for me personally. You know, I'm so proud that we've managed to come down here, and yes, we would like better results, but I think that the personal development in each and every individual within the organisation is going to stand them in good stead for the rest of their careers. You know, our goal at the Hunters is to make NRL players, so hopefully this transition over the last 2 years benefits them in that, and you know, the next guy that goes to the NRL hopefully has that adjusted to Australian life and has had that experience under their belt to step forward into that opportunity.
Okay, well, I wish you well on the return to Port Moresby, and as you say, for most of the players, first chance to play that home game. Just one other thing I was going to ask you on a related issue. There are rumours flying around about the possibility of a Fijian team coming into the QRL. Have you heard anything to that effect?
I haven't personally, no. I know that there's been some discussion around what the state cups look like, around Peter Berlandi's view of having a national reserve grade competition, but at the moment that's all discussion, and I haven't personally heard anything about Fiji into the Queensland Rugby League. But having had this experience, I know that they're wonderful people and wonderful athletes, and you know, I think we need to be doing more as a game through the Pacific, because that's where our participation numbers are going to continue to grow and foster NRL players.
Matt Church, head coach of the PNG Hunters, now back on home soil at last and gearing up for a big performance in front of their own fans at the NFS against the Mackay Cutters tomorrow afternoon. Now we know the Cutters are going to be there, although I strongly suspect the PNG fans won't believe it till the plane actually touches down at Port Moresby. But let's hope that game goes ahead without further interruption. And on that question of whether a Fijian team might be being set up to compete in the Queensland Cup, we already have one, of course, in the New South Wales competition, the Ron Massey Cup. With pretty strong rumours about that story. We're chasing them down here at Pacific Beat, and we'll bring you more as and when we can.